Different words for teachers. 24th question. What do you understand by the words teacher, acharya, guru, aspirant, shishya, sadhu, sadvi, swami, swamini, devotee, sadhaka, sadhika, a pundit, and a scholar? Different words for teacher. Teacher basically is one who teaches, and you have different types of teachers. You have school teacher, university teacher, tennis teacher, driving teacher, and so on. So whenever there's somebody who teaches somebody something, he's a teacher. Acharya. Acharya is a little more. Acharya is like a master. Acharya in India has different meanings. For example, an MA in India at a university is the same as an acharya. Then you have the acharyas in the Vedanta tradition, and these are those who started their own philosophical schools. At Yoga Vidya, we also have acharya. Acharya is one who has stayed in the ashram for a number of years, who has taken certain courses and has been proven that he can teach others. So that's an acharya. It's somebody who has a certain knowledge and who can teach others in a certain spiritual tradition. You have a guru. A guru can have many meanings. For us, a guru is a spiritual teacher who can teach spiritual knowledge, not just intellectually, but he basically radiates spiritual knowledge. And guru is one who has spiritual experiences and hands it over to others. An aspirant. Aspirant is one who aspires for the truth. An aspirant is somebody who is a seeker, but not just a seeker, also somebody who practices. Shishya is another name for an aspirant. Shishya is a disciple. Shishya wants to learn. What is a sadhu? A sadhu is somebody who lives a monastic life, or you could say, who renounced worldly life. A sadhu is somebody who is basically a begging monk. A sadvi is the female form of a sadhu. Swami originally means master or lord. Swami today means a monk in a certain tradition. For example, in our tradition, the Shankaracharya tradition, those who have taken the monastic vows and gotten initiation in sannyasa, they are called swami. And the female form is Swamini. Swami is also an honorary title. For example, when I go to India, even though I'm not a monk, people call me sometimes Swamiji. So on one hand side, Swami is the monk in the Shankaracharya tradition and in some other monk traditions. In another sense, is a title of respect, as it literally means lord or master, or it's its honorary title. Swamini is the female form. Devotee is one who has devotion. So he has love towards God. A sadhaka is somebody who practices sadhana, spiritual practices. Sadhika is the female form of it. A pandit is a scholar. So somebody who has intellectual knowledge. And a scholar, again, somebody who has intellectual knowledge. So this is my understanding of these terms.